On BAPS at College Week, climate change will alter forests. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Vicki L. Rogers, associate professor of ecology and environmental science at Babson College, examines how dry seasons in New England will take a toll on certain trees.
Climate change is warming air temperatures and shifting precipitation patterns. Predicting the effects of climate change for individual species and communities is critical for understanding the future state of our forests and the vital ecosystem services humans depend upon. Already, climatic shifts are modifying forest structure and function and have resulted in widespread forest dieback. This leads to questions of which species will be the winners and losers in a future climate-changed world. In my research at the Boston Area Climate Experiment in Waltham, Mass., we use a fully factorial precipitation by warming field experiment to investigate these changes. Using infrared heaters and polycarbonate roofing slats with adjacent sprinklers, we have created four levels of warming crossed with three levels of rainfall manipulation. This unique design allows us to characterize overall ecosystem responses to climate change. In my recent research on planted tree seedlings, we discovered that the combination of warm and dry conditions suppressed the leaf production of six common New England tree species. And this pattern was strongest in the most productive species, sweet birch and American elm. Interestingly, we found that overall, the tree seedlings responded more strongly to the reduced precipitation treatment than to the warming treatment, and that added rainfall did little to ameliorate the negative response to the high warming treatment. One species that is likely to lose out in the future is big-toothed aspen, with both warming and reduced precipitation causing significant seedling mortality. Our results indicate that in the northeastern United States, dry years and a future warmer environment could have damaging effects on the growth capacity of early secondary successional forests.
That was Vicki L. Rogers of Babson College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.